Okay. So, welcome, Lonnie, and thank you for sharing on Remove Me of the Burden, excuse me, Remove Me of the Bondage of Self. I'll give you a reminder at 13 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm Lonnie. I'm an addict and I'm a codependent and an ACA. Just going to say a couple prayers here. God, please remove my fear and direct my attention to what you would have me be. Demonstrate through me what you can do. Please be with me so I can be with me, so I can be with these people. Thank you. So I picked this topic. Basically, I'm in the middle of a four step. And, it's each time I've gone through the work, I've gone through the work on different levels. And it just comes down to this whole thing, this bondage to a self that is a self that I created to deal with the world. And as I go through inventory each time, it's like deeper and deeper. And I see how I navigate the world and I try to solve my own fear problem. And I've also seen how I create fear in order to separate me from the world. So it's like this vicious cycle. It's like I hate fear. I want to get rid of the fear. And then I see that I need the fear. And so I was looking back through the book and I was looking to see why it is that I continue to do this work and how that shows up in the book. And on page 12 and 13, Bill has this amazing spiritual experience, and he talks about how, God's there because he wanted God, and but then it says, I made a humble, I was humble, and he came. And then it says, but soon the sense of his presence had been blotted out by worldly clamors, mostly those within myself. So, that's what happens with me is that these worldly clamors come in and they touch stuff in me that goes way, way back. And, and I have this perspective that I see the world from, and I believe that God takes me to places where I can face these things, and he reveals them. And it's not that I get more information, it's that I see where things start and I can take them to God. And so more and more it just continues to be this journey of God taking me back to the person that he originally created me to be. And so, when we say relieve me of the bondage of self, I can weaponize anything. It's like, oh, self is so bad. And to remove me from this, and I need to get rid of self. And it's like God created me to have this true self that it is how I can carry out his vision into the world. And it talks about that in our literature. It talks about that is my true purpose is to carry the vision of God's will into the world, into my life. And so I can't do that if I am separated from God and I'm living in that false self that I created. So there is another part of the book that talks about what happens if we continue to not grow along spiritual lines and not have this bondage to self removed. And that is on page 152. And we don't look at that in Big Book Awakening, but it's in the chapter of Vision for You. And it's talking about how somebody, it says, Now and then, a serious drinker being dry at the moment says, I don't miss it at all. Feel better, work better, having a better time. As ex-problem drinkers, we smile at such a sally. We know our friend is like a boy whistling in the dark to keep up his spirits. He fools himself. Inwardly, he would give anything to take half a dozen drinks and get away with them. He will presently try the old game again, for he isn't happy about his sobriety. He cannot picture life without alcohol. Someday he will be unable to imagine life either with alcohol or without it. He will know loneliness such as you do. He will be at the jumping off place. He will wish for the end. And, you know, and I've seen that in other people. And I've also seen me being in recovery and me being separated from my first step problems and still not being connected to God. And it's those old things that I constantly go back to, and I see them showing up in the world and me needing to protect myself. And so, you know, this, when it talks in the book about we must be rid of this selfishness or it will kill us. And so I'm moving into back where I am in step four right now. And so I look at it originally, selfishness, you know, me thinking about myself all the time and what I need to get. But, you know, it's funny because we have in Big Book Awakening, we do transcription and we talk about it's not that I think too much of myself, it's that I think of myself too much. And so that self and being rid of that self. And also it's that self that I need to run the show, and, you know, that I am the power in my life. And I'm so bonded to me being that power in my life and me needing to make things happen, me needing to avoid things that I'm afraid of, me needing to make you a certain way, me, most of all, me needing to make me a certain way. So I've been introduced to this resentment inventory that is called a remorse inventory. And I also recently have gone back to going to ACA meetings. And so I've been able to look at a lot of stuff from a different perspective. You know, I look at the bedevilments and I start reading the bedevilments and it's like, oh my gosh, these bedevilments are, you know, this critical parent that I have so embedded into myself and that on my own power that that is what I hear. That is, once again, the, you know, perspective that I look at life from. You know, it's just, you know, we talk about the bedevilments. And once again, I say to myself, oh my God, that's bad. I'm in the bedevilments. I'm in my disease. And it's, you know, it's this stuff. It's like this brainwashing thing that I have. And so to be able to bring this out into the sunlight. And the other day I was thinking about this. I was thinking about the, you know, I have this critical parent and then I have this loving parent. And my critical parent's voice is so loud, is so loud. And in step three, it talks about having a loving parent and having this relationship, you know, and I've gone through a lot of step threes and it's like, okay, God is the parent and I'm the child. And, you know, how can I hear and believe that parent when that other parent is so loud? And so when I was thinking about it the other day, I was thinking about like bringing it out into the sunlight and how, you know, we talk about vampires and you bring the vampire out into the sunlight and they disintegrate. And so this process allows me to do that. And once again, I'm back to, you know, I have a lot of self-knowledge, a lot of self-knowledge. And I think that my self-knowledge is going to fix me. And so another, I'm looking at different perspectives of that and looking at my little playbook and how I think that I should show up in the world and how I and what the world looks like, and being willing to, like in the set aside prayer, to set aside what I think I know and to have God show me new things and show me new things about me. And so this remorse inventory, which is my resentment at myself, so, and which I believe spawns my resentment at other people, and it goes round and round and round. And so this belief that I got from when I was really young, and that was that whatever was going on around me is my fault. And if it is my fault, therefore I can fix it. And also that if I criticize myself enough, I'm going to get myself to change. And so we're on an emotional sobriety meeting, and we talk about the fixing, obsessing, controlling, and chaos creating, and the relationship with that stuff in my brain, those drugs in my brain, my adrenaline, and some of the other things in my internal drugstore. And so I can just, like, all this chatter in my head can feed that. And it also is, it's not God. It's not God, even though I thought that, it's like we hear it all over the place, this whole self-improvement thing, that I can get all of these tools and I can figure out a way to make myself better. And that is what separates me from God more than anything. And so, it's not a topic that is something that is light. It's a thing that will kill me. It will keep me separated from the sunlight of the spirit, because I'm in that darkness. And so that bondage of self is so, it's like having things wrapped around you tightly. And God continues to give me more and more moments where, as I continue to go through this work and be in this program, that I have more moments that I'm not living in that bondage. And I don't believe that it's ever a done deal. I believe that it's something that I will continue to need to do. And I joke around, I say, I think I'm sicker than others, because I hear people that, they go through the work and they seem to be happy, joyous, and free. And I continue to have to continue. And that's okay. And so I think that the point of all of this is to be able to get back to that person that God created me to be. And I believe that that is where I can touch God. And, I've heard that since I was a little girl, in respect to, some religious teachings where they talk about that we connect to, gotcha, Andy, we connect to God through that innocent child that's within us. And that is the one that I believe that I, that God wants me to be, and also that will enable me to continue in recovery and to not need to use something to blot her out. So I hope that I carried a message, and I think I'm out of time, and I welcome hearing from other people. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Lonnie. You did carry a message to me, as you always do. So.